Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi, my name is Graham Langford, and I'd like to give you a tip when using the Contacts app that you will have on your iPhone, iPad, etc. Now, the first time you create a contact, whether it's a company or whether it's an individual, it doesn't make any difference. You'll put in the first name, last name, and then as you move down the screen from flicking from left to right, the first thing that you get to of any significance is where it says add phone. When you tap on there and add your first phone number, the Contacts app will arbitrarily put a label called home to associate with that phone number. The next phone number you create, it will put the label work with it. Now you can add further phone numbers and the Contacts app will arbitrarily put a label which associates itself with each of those phone numbers. Similarly, when you go further down and start creating email contacts, the first email contact you create will have the name home as a label, and the second one will have work as a label. Now, for many of us and for many instances, this is perfectly okay. We know exactly what is going on, but it is not always a perfect choice, especially if there is something like a company which you've created as a contact and has different departments, and you want to be able to set up a department phone number with a label which is in line with what that department is. So I'd like to demonstrate how you can change some of the labels to be more suitable for your needs. Now, what I am going to show you is true for individuals as well as companies. It makes no difference. And what I've done is created a company, which is fictitious, just for the setting up and showing you how to change these labels. So I'll open up my contacts folder.
Contact ED can contacts.
The contacts app, double tap.
Groups button.
And I will flick from left to right until I come to Aaron Computing, which is this fictitious company.
Contact, add, search, table index, Graham Langford, A, head, Aaron Computing.
Okay, I flick left to right until I got to Aaron Computing. Now double tap.
Aaron Computing. Select contacts, back button.
Now, I have already created this contact, so I didn't want to go through and waste your time with setting up and adding a phone number and putting the phone number in and all that stuff. So it's already been pre-done. So now I want to edit some of the labels to be in line with what I would like them to be. So I go to the top right-hand corner.
Edit button.
To the edit button and double tap there.
Done. Dimmed.
So we're now in Aaron Computing and we're in the edit page. And I'm going to just flick from left to right and go down the page.
Add photo. First name. Aaron. Last name. Company. The one home button.
Okay, the home button is associated with, when I flick left to right,
1-800-222-3333. Text field.
Okay, but I don't like that label home. I want to change it because that doesn't mean anything to me because it is not their home. It's one of their departments. So I'm going to go back up to the label home and double tap on it.
Home button.
Double tap.
Cancel button.
When I double tap, it brings up a box, and listed in that box as you flick from left to right are all the labels which Apple have created, which you can change the label home to suit your needs. That may sound a little confusing. Let me just flick left to right. Now, as I go down, you'll see what I mean.
Label, head, edit, button selected, home.
So home has already been selected. That's what's selected at the moment.
Work.
I could select work by double tapping, and it would change the label from home to work.
iPhone.
Or it could change it to iPhone.
Mobile.
I'm going to keep flicking left to right.
Main. Home fax. Work fax. Pager. Other. Add custom label.
Okay, just below other is add custom label. Now, this is the one I want to use, and I will double tap here.
Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
It came up with a text field, and I'll go on to dictate, which is what I use all the time.
Dictate.
Double tap. Customer service.
Inserted customer service.
So I've inserted the word customer service into that text box, Now, what will happen is when I go to return on the keyboard, it will change the label from home to customer service, but the reading, it will flick down and actually read out the phone number. So after the phone number has been read, I will flick from right to left just to show you that the label has been changed. So here we go.
Return. Text field is editing. 1-800-222-3333. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
So now I just flick from right to left to show you what the label is.
Customer service. Button.
So customer service is now the new label replacing what used to be home. I'm going to flick down a couple to the very next phone number.
Text field. Clear text. Work. Button.
Which is called work. Now, I don't want it to be work either, so I'm going to double tap on that.
Cancel. Button.
It brings back up that same table as before, and I'll flick down from left to right until I get to add custom label.
Label. Edit. Home. Select. iPhone. Mobile. Main. Home. Fac. Work. Fac. Pager. Other. Add custom label. Text field is editing.
I double tapped on there.
Insertion point at start. Dictate.
Double tap on dictate. Technical support.
Inserted technical support.
Again, when I hit return, it will go back to the edit page, but it won't stay in the label box that I've just changed. It will move forward into the phone number. So once it reads it out, I will then flick from right to left and it should say technical support.
Return. Return. Text field. Is editing 1-514-444-5555. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
Now I flick right to left.
Technical support. Button.
Okay, so now technical support is the label instead of work that's associated with that phone number. Carrying on down the page.
Text field. Clear text. Add phone. Home. Button.
The next one I get to is home, which is the first email address that was created, and I can do exactly the same things as I've done before. I just do this one, and then we'll call it quits at that, as far as doing any modifying is concerned.
Cancel. Button. Label.
So I double tapped on home. It brought me back up to the same table. I'll flick again to add custom label.
Edit. So add custom label.
And double tap.
Text field is editing. More. Numbers. Delete. More. Numbers. Space. Dictate.
Accessibility support.
Inserted accessibility support.
So through dictate, I put in accessibility to put support, and I now push
return.
Return, which will take me back into the edit page.
Return. Text field is editing. Info at ac.com. Character mode. Insertion point at end. Accessibility support.
So just flicking right to left to bring me back up just to make sure it did change. And sure enough, it's changed to accessibility support. So there's three different labels there that I've changed to suit what I want it to be rather than what Apple would like it to be. So now, just to make sure we save it, we go to done at the top.
97, the first done button, edit, technical support.
Okay.
151.
Now I will go back into contacts.
Contacts. Back button.
Coming out of the page that we were just in. And just to show you another thing that I've done, I will flick down until, through the contacts, I get to individual.
Contacts. Add. Search. Table index. Graham Langford. A. Heading. Aaron Compute. Abby Martin.
I tap on Abby Martin. Again, is another fictitious person with a fictitious email address and phone numbers. And I'll double tap there.
Select contacts. Back button.
And then I'll tap on edit at the top.
At 90s. Edit.
I'm not going to edit, though. I'm just going to step through the various things that I've done just so that you can see the sort of things you can do. Of course, you can pick any names you want and assign them to any label you want. So let's just flick down from right to left. Left to right.
Add photo. First name. Last name. Company. Text field. Residence. Button.
Okay, instead of home, I just changed the label to residence just for the heck of it.
416. iPhone. Button.
The next label is iPhone. When I entered the phone numbers, being the second phone number I entered, it would have arbitrarily put the label work there, but I did not want that, so I double tapped on work. It took me into that list of labels that Apple has already available for you, flicked down until I found iPhone and double tapped on it, and it put iPhone in the place of work. Going down a little bit further.
416 home fax button.
I created another phone number and just designated the label to be home fax instead of whatever it was that Apple chose.
41 Mary button.
Mary is I put in Mary just for a daughter of Abby, so that if I wanted to speak to her, I could just have her as a contact.
41 add phone button.
Okay, so that's all the phone numbers.
Personal email button.
Instead of home for the first email address, I just changed it to personal email just for something to do.
Graph 400 work button.
The second email address that came up and the label that was put on there was work, and I just left that as it was. So there we are. So then I can tap on
set cancel button, edit button.
Okay, now
Abby Martin.
This is the page, when you tap on contacts, that cancel brought me back to the previous page where you have all the information for that particular contact before you tap on edit to edit them. Once you double tapped on Abby Martin, it brings up this page, and then from this page you go to edit. So this is the page I'm just going to step through, and so you can hear, I won't say everything, but you can hear what has been put there.
Message, call, FaceTime, mail, button. Residence 416 22.
Flicking from left to right.
3 iPhone 416 4 home fax 41 Mary 416 FaceTime video button FaceTime audio call personal email graph 400 work vote 43 at grams car Mary judge 58 at grams.
There we are. I hope you'll find that useful, and change it to suit whatever you want it to do. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.